Okay, Parshas Emor. Hey, Chafdei is Pasuk Lamed Hey. Sorry, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Don't profane my name. Don't be mechalo. My name says Hashem. V'nekdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. V'nekdashti refers to making a chilul Hashem. V'nekdashti refers to the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem. V'mekadesh shem shemayim. V'nekdashti shem kodshi. Chofetz Chaim was very, very makbid, very careful not to do anything at all that would cause even the slightest hint, the slightest idea of a chilul Hashem. Ramad Gimel, I'm sorry, Chof Gimel Ramad Beis. Chof Gimel Ramad Beis, okay. Okay, we'll start, we can start now, it's okay?
Yeah, you might as well, the food isn't here.
Okay. Okay.
For next week, that's
such a
good okay. When the food comes in, remind me, I have a word to say when the food comes in, but it has to be when the food comes in. Okay, it's appropriate when the food comes in. Okay? No? When the food comes in. Okay. Remind me. Okay? Okay. Okay. The Chofetz Chaim said over a Meridik Marshal. It's all a beautiful Marshal. He said, imagine there's a fire burning. Fire burning. And people start screaming, water, water, bring water. And people hear the screams for water and they start bringing buckets of water and they pass down the buckets of water and they pour the water on the fire and they keep on pouring the water on the fire. But a strange thing happens. The fire keeps on burning. The water doesn't help, and the fire keeps on burning the same as before. And the more water they bring, doesn't help, the fire is burning. And everyone's very puzzled. Until they do a little chakir drisha, they do a little investigation, they find out that the same people that are screaming, water, water, at the same time, are pouring fuel into the fire. So they're screaming, water, water, but at the same time, they're reigniting, lighting the fire. So the Chofetz Chaim, it sounds funny, but isn't that all of us? We scream out in davening for Kiddush Hashem. We scream out in davening how Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, to praise Hashem's name. Hovu Hashem, Kovoy Voiz, Hovu Hashem, Kovoy Shmoy, Hovu Hashem, praise Hashem. We sing Shiris, we say praises to Hashem. And what do we do with the same mouth that we scream out Hovu Hashem? As soon as we're finished davening, the same mouth, we're not careful. We go ahead, we use it for Lashon Hara, we use it for Achilos, Machloikis. We insult people, we embarrass people, we don't tell the truth. The same mouth that screams out, water, water, the same mouth that screams, Hashem, save us, the same mouth, it's fuel to the fire by speaking Lashon Hara and saying things that shouldn't be said. A person has to be very careful not to make a chilul Hashem. On one hand, a person can make a kiddush Hashem, but a few minutes later, he can go ahead and do just the opposite and bring about a chilul Hashem, even with the everyday activities that a person does. We say in davening, we praise Hashem, and then a few minutes later, we're busy talking our Lashon Hara. Very careful, not to cause the Chilul Hashem. Chazal tell us, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, mitzvah is shluchi. Hashem says, I have shluchim in this world. You know who my shluchim are? Mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are my messages in this world. And we know, shluchai shel adam kamaisai. If a person's mechabei mitzvahs, it's like he's honoring Hashem himself. A person is mezalzel in a mitzvah, it's like he's being mezalzel in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way to show honor, the way to be mekadesh shem shemayim is when it comes to doing mitzvahs, we'll mechabed the mitzvahs. Treat the mitzvahs with the proper respect they deserve. And unfortunately, we all need a little chizik in that. Sometimes we come into shul, we don't behave the proper way. We don't treat davening with the proper attitude, the proper kavana. We don't treat learning the proper way. We don't treat mitzvahs the proper way. You have to be very, very careful. Mitzvahs are the messengers of Hashem. Be mechabed the mitzvahs, be mechabed Hashem. And every one of us has the ability to either make a kiddush Hashem or a chilul Hashem. Chofetz Chaim's son once said to him, "What do you want from me? You're worried that I'm going to make a chilul Hashem. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. I'm not a big Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not going to make a chilul Hashem. Why are you so worried for?" Chofetz Chaim told him, "Lagavi chilul Hashem, you're enough of a Talmud Chacham. You're considered a Talmud Chacham, lagavi chilul Hashem. All of us are Talmidei Chachamim. All of us are considered Chachamim. You have a yarmulke, you have tzitzis. You walk around, people look, people see. You never know what people notice or people see. You can make a kiddush Hashem or a chilul Hashem. V'loisechalu Hashem kochi, but v'nekdashli m'soich b'nei Yisrael. Okay, the food came. The Maral Prague brings down Usfartem Lachem. Sfiras Ha'omer starts on Pesach. Why is it called Sfiras Ha'omer? It starts with the Hakrov of the Omer, being makriv the Omer on Pesach. And what does it end with, Sfiras Ha'omer? What's the final Sfiras Ha'omer? Shavuos, Kabbalah Satayra. It starts with the Omer and ends with Kabbalah Satayra. Says the Maral, Remes to him, ain't Kemach, ain't Tyre. There's no Kemach, there's no Tyre. So we start with Sfiras Ha'omer, the carbon Omer, which is Mate, the Chodosh, the new crop to eat. And that leads us to Tyre. Remes, the main Kemach, there's no Kemach, there's no Parnasa, there's no food, there's no Tyre. First he needs Kayach to be able to learn. So, main Kemach. I was waiting for the Kemach came. So I'm stuck a little bit.
No, to
stop
wait.
In the middle.
We have to wait.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Okay.
Can't do that.
Okay. But it works both ways. The main Tyre and Kemach. It's a two-way street. It works both ways. You need the Kemach for the Tyre. But without the Tyre, there's no Kemach either. It has to be a combination of the two. So tonight we'll do the main Tyre and Kemach. We'll do the Tyre first, and we'll have the Kemach afterwards.
It's also my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Oh,
happy birthday.
42.
Yes, thank you.
Ben Shishim were...
69.
65. I'm Nebes.
Excuse me. Kemach. What is Kemach?
Flour. Food. Flour. Okay.
No toira, no flour.
That's right. No flour, no toira. Works both ways. Okay. Just a famous verse from the Gra. I probably said it over many times, but one of the very nice verse from the Gra. The Pasuk tells us a very Chof Gimel, Pasuk Dalid, the Pasuk goes through the Yom Tovim. Eile Moyadei Hashem Mikroi Kodesh, Ashatikru Oysam Moyadom. And right before that, the Pasuk speaks of that also Moyadei Hashem, Daber El Bnei Yisrael Vil Marta Lehem, Moyadei Hashem, Ashatikru Oysam Mikroi Kodesh, Eilehem Moyadoi. And then the Pasuk mentions Shabbos. Sheishes yomim tiyasa melacha, 6 days do melacha, v'yom ha-shvi, Shabbos Shabbos loim mikra kodesh, kol melacha loisasu, the seventh day of Shabbos, Shabbos yil Hashem v'chol mosh v'seichem, and then we go through all the yomim tiyasa Pesach, and Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And everybody asks why Shabbos is mentioned first. What does Shabbos have to do with the Nyonim of Yom Tovim? Shabbos is Kviya V'kaima. Shabbos is set every week. It's not totally in Beis Din. Yom Tov depends upon us. We proclaim the Yom Tov. We proclaim Rosh Chodesh. And Rashi asks, what is Shabbos doing next to the Moedos and Pasuk Gimel? And Rashi brings down Lamedcha to teach us, Shekol HaMechalel Es HaMoedos. Whoever is Mechalel, the Yom Tovim is Mechalel Shabbos. The Chol HaMekayim Es HaMoedos. Whoever is Mekayim the Yom Tovim, Mylan of the Pasuk considers it Ki'igu Mekayim, as if he keeps Esa Shabbos Shabbos as well. Famous verse from the Gra. The Gra explains very nicely. The Pasuk being miramis to us the difference between the Yom Tovim. Sheishes Yomim Tayasa Melacha. Of the days of all the Yom Tovim during the year, 6 of those days, 6 days that are Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Melachas Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to do Melacha to prepare food. Yom Tov, you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to prepare food. Which 6 days? So again, Midyei Raisa, every Yom Tov is only one day. So you have one day, you have Pesach is one day in the beginning, one day at the end. It's 2 days. Shavuos Midyei Raisa is one day, it's 3 days. Rosh Hashanah is one day, it's 4. And Sukkot, the first in the list, day is 6. Those 6 days that a Yom Tov, you're allowed to do Melaches Eichel Nefesh. But V'yayim HaShvi, the 7th day, which is Yom Tov, Shabbos Shabbos in Mikra Kodesh, Kol Melacha Lo Sasu, one is not allowed to do Melaches Eichel Nefesh, which refers to Yom Kippur, which is the 7th day Yom Tov, but one is not allowed to prepare food, not allowed to prepare Melaches Eichel Nefesh.
Good.
And first of all, and if someone is allowed to eat, is he allowed to cook? No.
Boring.
No, I don't. We eat on Shabbos. We cook on Shabbos?
No.
Better of Shabbos. We should talk better of Shabbos. Yaichab Shabbos. Yaichab Shabbos. So the Pasuk's hinting to us that on the 7 days of Yom Tov, Medir Raisa, 6 of those 7 days, one is allowed to do Melachas Eichel Nefesh. Over Yom HaShvi, on the 7th day, Yom Kippur, one is not allowed to do Melachas Eichel Nefesh. So saw a nice, another nice remnant later on, says by Rosh Hashanah, in Pasuk Perek Chaf Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Dalet, the Pasuk tells us, by Dabel Bnei Yisrael Leima, B'chai Shashvi Bechal Chaydesh, Yilachem, Shabbos Ein Zichro Ein Trua, Mikro Chaydesh. Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar. That we know that Midiraisa, we don't need as many Kailos as we blow on Rosh Hashanah. Midiraisa, we need much less. We separate the Kailos today into the first 30 Kailos, and then the other Kailos later on. The first 30, we yaisa mitzvah Midiraisa. The others are extra credit Kailos. The meaning is to blow 100 Kailos altogether. The Pasuk says, Yayim Trua Yiyeh Lachem. The word Yiyeh, Yiyeh is Yud Hei, Yud Hei. Gematria is 30. A remnant of the 30 kailos, then we blow Medir Aisa. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ashrei Ha'am, Yoidei Sruah. Yoidei is Yud Vav Dalad Ayin Yud. Yud Vav Dalad Ayin Yud adds up to 100. A remnant of the 100 kailos that we blow altogether on Rosh Hashanah. Everything is hinted to in the Psukim, gonna be every Yom Tov. Well, that's Simcha Fim responsible in Kugel and Shalom tonight. It's an honor, of Simcha's fifth bar mitzvah. Okay. Shlach. Ad Meir Vesrin. And it's also Heshikaus' birthday. Ad Meir Vesrin. I didn't say anything, okay? Usfatem Lachem Mimachras HaShabbos. We have the mitzvah of Sfira. Count Sfira. I know I said it's over, but it's a very powerful idea. Usfatem Lachem. You should count for you. What's the word Lachem? Usfatem Mimachras. Count Mimachras HaShabbos. What's Lachem? If the Pasuk would have said Lachem, would it mean the same? Usfatem Mimachras HaShabbos. Count from the day after Yom Tiv, 7 weeks, 49 days, until Shavuos. And Shalom Shvadron says over a beautiful idea. And he says, people count, and people count. Imagine somebody has to go on trial in 49 days. He's going on trial and he has to stand before the judge in court in 49 days. And he's counting down the days until he goes on trial. One day, 2 days, very long 49 days. And then you have another person who gets a notice in the mail that in 49 days he won the lottery and he's getting a check for $1 million in 49 days. And he's counting down the days till day 49.
A lot of money.
They're both counting 49 days. But the worlds apart. They're totally different. The one who's counting towards the trial wishes it would never come. It's such a burden. Sfatem Lachem, he's counting reluctantly against his will. Doesn't want it to happen. However, it should never reach the day 49. It should always stay day one, always stay day two. The one who's counting towards winning the lottery, towards $1 million, is just the opposite. He can't wait until the days go by. I wish it was day 49 already. Day one, day two, day three. I wish it was the end. I wish it was there already. The Pasuk says, Vaisfiro, Sfatan Lachem, count for you. Don't just count the days. Count because you want to reach Kabbalah Satayra. You want it to be a counting for you. You're excited to count because you're excited to reach the end. You're counting each day and you're building up. Until you're ready for Kabbalah Satayra. You're building up the days until you're Zaycha to Kabbalah Satayra. Uspartim Lachem. The counting should be for you. When we count Sfira, every day counts. We're already holding day 27. Count it already. You can say day 27. It's already more than halfway through Sfira. And a person asks himself, what did I do? I'm halfway through Sfira. Did I really change? Did I really do anything? And the answer is, there's still time to go. There's still days that are left. We still have left until day 49. Appreciate the days of Sfira. Count. Make each day count. And that's when we count. We've said this many times. Why we count going up and not going down. Why don't we count 49, 48, 47, until one blast off. Right? When they launch the rocket, they count 10, 9, 8. You don't go 1, 2, 3. So why do we count 1, 2 to 49? The Teretz brought down is very simple. Because when you count 10, 9, 8, you just pushing away the days. You want it to end 1, 2, 3. You don't appreciate the 10 or the 9. You're trying to reach the 1. When you count upwards, you're counting each day. Each day counts. Today is day 1. Day 1 is a day by itself. There's an avoida for day 1. There's day 2. There's an avoida for day 2. There's day 3. There's day 4. Each day builds on top of the previous day. Until finally we reach the top of the mountain on day 49. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, in the 6th Perek, the Memches Kinyonim. Torah is acquired with 48 Kinyonim. And the Sfarim bring down that each day of Sfira corresponds to one of the 48 Kinyonim. 48 days, Each day is one of the 48. Day 49, Chazara. Day 49, the final day before Shavuos, Chazara, Chazarova, go over all 48 Kinyani Torah, so a person should be ready and be prepared in advance to Mekabel the Torah. And we said a minute ago, Misha Tarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yoichel Shabbos, one who prepares beforehand is Zeichet to eat on Shabbos. One who prepares before Shavuos is Zeichet to Kabbalah Torah. But one who just comes into Shavuos unprepared, I'm here, he has a long way to go. The more a person appears, the more a person appreciates and is ready for Kabbalah Torah. So the Sfatim should be Lachem. It should be accounting for you. U'akachtem Lachem b'yem harishayim priyei tzadah. Pasuk speaks about taking an esrig on Sukkot. Take for you b'yem harishayim priyei tzadah, take an esrig. I know I said it's over, but it's such a powerful verse. It's very, very powerful. In Shari Chesed, Yerushalayim, Shari Chesed, I'm sure this happens in other shuls and other neighbors as well, but this is where the story took place. Every year, there will be the same person. He'd come into shul Sukkot morning with a nice Shana Esrig, a Mahudadik Esrig, and he would show off. And his first question would be, how much do you think I spent on the Esrig? How much do you think the Esrig cost? And the people look and they give him very high amounts. Shana, nice Mahudadik Esrig. And when they all finished guessing, he'd laugh and he said, you're all wrong. They said, you mean it was more than that? He says, no, I got it for much less. I got it for shkolim, very, very little. And they said to him, either you fooled the meicher, mekach tois, how do you get such a nice mehudadik esrig for such a small amount of money? And he said, because you have to know how to do it. You all bought your esrogim before Yom Kippur, after Yom Kippur, you spent money. I waited till Erev Sukkot, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went, and I went through whatever was left, and I found a nice esrog for pennies on the dollar, and I bought a nice esrog. And he was bragging about how smart he is that he spends so little from a hudadik esrog. Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach was there, and he heard what he said. And he looked very upset when he heard this. He looked very upset. He walked over to this man and he said to him, I want to tell you over Gemara Masech Tadeya. Gemara Beya that has Zayin Amad Aleph. The Gemara brings down Shammai HaZokain and Hillel HaZokain. They are two different midos. They acted differently.
Shabbos.
Shammai HaZokain, the Gemara says, he ate the whole week in honor of Shabbos. How did he eat the whole week in honor of Shabbos? Because Sunday, he used to go out to the marketplace and already buy a nice animal in honor of Shabbos. Monday, he found a nicer animal. So he bought a nicer animal for Shabbos. What did he do with Sunday's animal?
He ate it.
So Monday. Tuesday, he found a nicer animal. So he bought a better animal and he ate Monday's animal. Right. Same thing happened Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So it turned out each day he ate. Each day he ate Lekodesh Shabbos. Because the animal that he ate, he had bought in honor of Shabbos. Until at the end of the week, he had the best animal he saved for Shabbos.
And he ate good.
Hillel, on the other hand, says the Gemara, Hillel has, okay, Mida Acheres Hoysaloi. Hillel had a different Mida. What did Hillel do? Hillel's Mida was, he was Bateach, Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Hillel trusted in Hashem on a daily basis. And Hillel didn't stop preparing for Shabbos on Sunday. Friday, he needed food for Shabbos. He went out to the marketplace, Bateach Hashem, and he trusted that Hashem would help him find food for Shabbos, in honor of Shabbos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said to this man, I want to ask you two questions. Who do you think was right? Who do you think logically was right? Shammai, HaZokain, or Hillel? Shammai? Shammai. He made sure he had food for Shabbos. Hillel took a chance. He waited till Friday to go to the marketplace to buy food for Shabbos. He took a chance. Shammai already was chashbring out from Sunday ready to buy food for Shabbos. What was Hillel's svara? Second of all, Rav Shlomo Zalman asked him, why does the Gemara say, Hillel HaZokain, Mida Acheres Hoysel? He had a different Mida. What did he have a different Mida? Just say, Hillel HaZokain was Bateach Hashem, and he went out on Erev Shabbos to buy food. What does it mean, Mida Acheres Hoysel? Rav Shlomo Zalman answered Goynes, and he said to the Seer, I'll explain to you exactly what happened. Shammai logically is right. Hillel HaZokain, you know why he waited till Friday to buy food for Shabbos? Because Mida Acheres Hoysaloi. That was his Mida in life. That was his Mida in everything that he did. He was Bateach Hashem Yoim Yoim. When Hillel needed clothing, He needed food. He didn't start planning in advance, I need it for next week, I'll buy it now, I'll run out now. Yeah. He waited till he needed it, and he trusted that Hashem would send it to him when he needs it. Midah cheres ha'isaloi. Hillel had a whole different attitude, a whole different midah. He would have bitachon in Hashem, that whenever he needs, Hashem will send. For such a person, that for his gashmias, he trusts in Hashem, and he doesn't stop planning in advance, for his ruchnias, he could also wait until the last minute. So Hillel HaZaken had a right to wait till Erev Shabbos to go buy his food. Because Hillel HaZaken, when it came to Gashmias, he had the same bitachon. So he had a right to wait for mitzvahs also to go buy his food the last minute. But somebody who, when it comes to his Gashmias, he doesn't wait for the last minute, but he needs a suit, he needs a clothing, he needs something, he already works on it in advance, he shouldn't wait till the last minute, he has no right when it comes to a mitzvah. Suddenly, oh, I have bitachon, I'll get it the last minute. He has no right to wait until the last minute. He told the Siyid that I hold you wrong for what you did, because when it comes to your Gashmias, you're not the same way. Your Gashmias, you prepare in advance, you already have your soup, everything you need, you prepared ready earlier. You have no right to wait when it comes to mitzvahs to do it the last minute. A person who has that midah acheres, he has the right to wait. But a person who, when it comes to his own needs, takes care of it in advance, has no right to wait when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Forget it's a zilzul in the mitzvah, it's being a vaz in the mitzvah by waiting, and a shifakir, prepare in advance. And if you want the mahudadik esrig, so you buy a lesser esrig, but don't be mazalzul the mitzvah by waiting until the last minute. Chavetz Chaim brings down the famous moshul. Well, kach b'cham yom rishon brings down the story of moshul. There was once a villager, and somehow he ends up with a son-in-law who was a ben taira. Son-in-law learned was a ben taira. And the villager decides he wants to impress his son-in-law. He wants to teach him to show him he knows something. So he knows that the sukkahs, he's supposed to get a nice esrog. So he wants to impress his son-in-law. He decides to go to the big city and buy him a mahudadik esrog. No matter what it costs, he's going to buy him a real beautiful esrog. He wants to impress his son-in-law. And the villager goes into the city, and he finds them selling the esrogim, and he goes from one stand, one place to another, and he asks for a beautiful esrog, and they show him nice esrogim, and finally finds one that really looks nice and he likes, and he asks the seicher over and over, are you sure it's a mahudah? You sure it's a mahudah? My son? Yes, yes, yes. And he pays him a large amount of money, and he buys a beautiful esrog. The villager comes back to his village, he's all happy, he bought a mahudadik esrog for his son-in-law. He meets his next-door neighbor, who also has a son-in-law ben taira. And the son, and the second villager says to the one with the esrog, what'd you buy in the city? I'll show you what I bought. And he pulls out the beautiful esrog and he shows it to him. And the second one says, ooh, you know, I didn't get anything from my son-in-law. You know what? It's going to be very embarrassing if you have an esrog for your son-in-law and I don't have one for mine. Do me a favor. Give me half, sell me half of your esrog. I'll pay you. Whatever you paid. I'll pay you half. Sell me half of your esrog. I don't know, I bought for my son-in-law a hen and a hare. They shake, they make a deal, he pays them half the money, he takes a knife, slices the esrog in half, half for me and half for you. Come Sukkot, the villager is so proud, he says to his son-in-law, look what I got, I bought for you a mahudadik esrog. And he takes it out and he shows it to his son-in-law. The son-in-law takes one look and his face turned white. What did you do? The esrog is posel. It's no good, I can't use it. What do you mean you can't use it? The seicher told me that was mahudar. I paid a lot of money for it. What do you mean you can't use it? And the son-in-law says to him, because it's in half, it's broken. I can only use a whole esrog. Halavai would have bought a plain, simple esrog, but it will be shalom, will be complete. Now that you cut it in half, I can't use it. Says the Chavetz Chaim, it's nice that I'm mahudadik esrog, but there are people that are mahadah when it comes to me in Adam l'makom, when it comes to mitzvah in Adam l'makom, the mahadah. But when it comes to an Adam HaChaveiro, someone they forget. They forget the part of an Adam HaChaveiro. It's like slicing the esrog in half. They have only the half of an Adam HaMakoyim, and they leave over the half of an Adam HaChaveiro. Now, by a person should be a little, maybe not some hood with Adam HaMakoyim, but a person has to be careful with Adam HaChaveiro just as well. I'm sure we should go on, and I'll end off with this. The Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Yutes, the Pasuk says, Ashrei Smi Medorech HaHoch Mitzaras Hashem, Ashrei Noitzrei Eidoyz Levachol Leiv Yidushuhu, And Rav Shalom asks, how could it be? You have a person who's holchim b'sayras Hashem, b'cholay v'dishu. He seeks Hashem with his whole heart, and then the pasuk says, "Afloy polo avlo." Is this power not to do an avlo? If he's holchim esayras Hashem, what do you mean he's doing an avma? And he answers beautifully. He says, you have people that are holchim esayras Hashem. And he gives three examples that I'm learning. Person comes into shul, and he gets all excited about davening. He takes his talus, puts it on. Baruch, it's atesh bat tzitzis, and he takes the tzitzis, swings it across, and he hits the fellow standing next to him. He's not careful. Or a person is davening, he gets all into his davening, he starts screaming out loud and disturbs everybody else. Or the person comes running into shul and he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei with a bren, but he's blocking the door and nobody could look out because he's davening along with Shemoneh Esrei. He says, Yetzer Hara gets us all. Once we get into a mood of Hochim Esayus Hashem, the Chayv Yishof, at the same time we can do an Avon. The person has to be careful not to do an Avon. There's been Odom Rokon and been Odom Machaveiroi. And Ben Odom Machaveiroi Yaitse, we have to be Yaitse Ben Odom Machaveiroi, so we're going to stop and we'll have some Shalom and Kugel in honor of Simcha's fifth Bar Mitzvah. And thank you very much for the Shalom and Kugel. And Gosh Baruch Hu should watch over you, Yeshua, Rufus, Yeshua, Stachamas, and for us, for all of Chayv Yishof. Amen. 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 Amen.